7:32, my favorite conversation to have every single year before Earth Day happens with this man, Archie J. This is Michael Brown of the Ecology Action Center, a.k.a. the EAC. And he bicycled his way here, which always makes me proud to say I know a man who really lives the dream.
Yes, and it's a beautiful day for it.
And he's not close by either.
I will say, I don't want to be a creep, but I've been staring at your legs. I need to start bicycling.
Michael's in very good shape because he bicycles all over the place.
It has some nice side benefits.
Now, in reality, though, getting here because of road construction and things, was it at all scary or worrisome? We're trying to become a more bike-friendly community, but I'm still a little nervous.
No, I mean, and the thing is, I mean, I'm accustomed to it because I do bike a lot, but even for someone who doesn't, I mean, at least half of my commute here was on the trail. Another quarter of it was on really seldom used, you know, residential streets. And then there was a couple places on slightly busier roads, but no, I had no problems whatsoever.
And you drive with the flow of traffic. You're not one of those crazy people that thinks they're safer by driving into traffic.
No. By the rules of the road, cyclists need to ride, with traffic.
That is correct.
Part of traffic.
And traffic needs to be accepting of bicyclists on the road.
Yes.
Which means not sitting on their rump and honking or being very intimidating and just waiting for your turn if you have to go around. And if so, do it widely. Either way, I'm excited for you. You set by example. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to Earth Day, I'm always looking for an update. We have a lot of government headlines that are out right now about things that this current administration doesn't think we need. Clean Water Act trying to repeal clean air, EPA, SHMEPA. All of these things. How much fear are you living in your office that all the good work that's been done so far is going to disappear?
Yeah, it is kind of disheartening. You know, decades of bipartisan cooperation to help provide for just a healthy environment for everybody. And we're talking about, you know, public health issues. And so it is kind of a stressful time. There is, some serious potential of rolling back of some really good, important work that has helped protect us all and our health. And so, yes, it is. It's a challenging time to be in this field.
Do we have anybody fighting for us? Because I'm worried about lack of funding for things like hazardous waste disposal days, which have become very popular now that people understand how much we need them.
Right.
And do we have anybody that's, you know, light at the end of the tunnel for us that's fighting the good fight?
There's definitely, I mean, everyday residents are getting alarmed by this and are speaking up. And so that's really reassuring to see, you know, that reaction, that positive reaction, people contacting their elected officials. But yeah, it is, you know, on the hazardous waste front or other issues and funding. I mean, the hazardous waste thing we're doing because the state has for years not had the money, you know, to do that. So that's why we do it on the local level. But yeah, the more and more that things get deregulated at the federal level and the tighter that budgets get at the local level, yeah, this will get more difficult to do, even the things we're doing, but especially as the challenges get bigger, as the issues, the problems get greater because of lack of regulation, the inverse relationship between funding and the problems is just going to make it more and more difficult.
Climate change. People can show us pictures of polar bears on tiny ice cubes in the water, and some people go, oh, that's not my problem because I'm not a polar bear. Let's talk about climate change headlines here in the U.S. Can we blame climate change for some of the wacky weather we've had, or are there better examples of how climate change is real?
When you look at weather and climate, I mean, these are related, weather being, you know, the short-term climate being the bigger trend. There is definitely a correlation, but it's hard to specifically, you know, in the short term correlate any individual weird weather with climate change. I mean, but over time, as we gather more data, we will be able to make those correlations.
Yeah, it's weird looking out for tornadoes in February and November.
Exactly. And so that is a trend that's emerging that we can't say definitively yet, but it's looking very suspicious. But there are other things. I mean, late last year, there was news, the very first American climate refugees. I mean, there's other places in the world where the climate refugees are increasing because of various issues and their homes not being habitable anymore, but the very first American refugees down in Louisiana in the bayou are being relocated due to rising water levels, and their homes are no longer going to be accessible.
That's the correlation, isn't it? When the ice caps melt because we have warmer conditions and things are hotter, that water has to go somewhere. And the answer is it comes up on shore, and suddenly what was oceanfront property is now is no longer habitable because you don't have land there anymore. You're drowned.
Absolutely, yeah. According to NASA, in the last century, global sea levels rose about 6.5 inches. But if we look in contrast to the last decade, that rate doubled. And so we're definitely seeing, you know, almost some exponential increases in things like this. And so that's kind of scary.
Okay. So the fear is real, and we need to do our part. What can we do here locally in honor of Earth Day, not just one day, but all year round? What can we do on a local level to help?
Sure. And that is what we're here for. We're here for, you know, a more sustainable, healthy community, to provide people those resources, knowledge, and activities they can do. And so home energy audits, this is something we've been offering for a few years now, very low cost for Bloomington Normal residents. We'll come into your home, find ways that you can save more energy, which means saving more money, which also means reducing greenhouse gas, climate changing emissions. And so win-win-win all the way around.
Do I get pat on the head that we bought an electric lawnmower this year?
Yes, absolutely.
Yay!
Yes.
We really like it.
Excellent.
We really like it.
Is this one the battery cordless OTS?
Yeah, cordless battery.
Nice.
And it's quiet and it doesn't get stinky, you know, fumes, and we don't have to buy the oil and the gas.
Sure.
And I just can't say enough about it.
Very
but
nice.
it may make my electric bill go up just a little bit because we're charging that battery. But that's
a little
okay.
Bit, but you could offset that by other energy saving measures. You know what? You could have an EAC home energy audit done, and we could look at ways how we could offset that. So we should talk about that after the program.
I think we should do
how
that.
We can get into your house.
We should walk through my house and see how I've probably got too many things left plugged in that are causing my electric bill to
Absolutely.
Go up.
Absolutely. So that's one thing. Rain barrel workshops, which help protect local water supplies by reducing stormwater runoff pollution, plus giving you water you can reuse instead of just letting it, you know, wash across your lawn into the street. So those we offer all the time. You can go to our website and check those out. We have a massive cleanup event tomorrow in honor of Earth Day.
Ooh, Archie would like you to remove all the snakes from Constitution Trail where he runs. Can we do that? Because neither one of us likes snakes, but he's running into more than I am.
So the snakes actually belong there. It's the trash, the garbage, the junk that does, and that's what we're concerned about.
Okay, reach around the snakes to pick up the garbage.
Exactly. So we do this massive cleanup each year that's growing each time along Tipton, along Constitution Trail from Tipton Park. And some of us actually get in the creek and are like pulling stuff from the creek.
Sure.
You know, tires, mufflers, crazy things like that. I think last year we literally pulled a ton of trash out of the trail and creek. But so if people want to join us for that, that's tomorrow morning starting at 9 o'clock.
I would also like a new campaign that I can call the police and report a license plate of somebody throwing trash out the window.
You can do that right now.
Really? Can
yes,
I? Because
yes.
I have seen a couple of jerkies do that lately, like big bags of fast food trash. And I'm like, did you not grow up with the same crying
yes.
Indian commercials that
right.
I did?
Right.
And apparently they didn't. And it shocks me yes. when it happens. I lay on the horn.
Yes.
I might use a finger, but I can actually call and report
littering
a litter.
Is illegal. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Michael Brown, I wish we could talk for hours because we could go on endlessly.
Absolutely.
But we can learn all about Earth Day events and more at your website, can we not?
We can. EcologyActionCenter.org or give us a call, 454-3169, or stop by. We're right next to a Normal Public Library.
And WB&Q is proud to help sponsor some of your Earth Day events that are happening tomorrow. So find more at the Ecology Action Center. Learn how it might be a great place for you to donate some funds.
Absolutely.
To keep the good fight going. And they're always looking for volunteers for a variety of organizations. Come back and talk to us if we get close to a hazardous waste disposal
Absolutely.
Event. If you need money for it, if you need awareness for it. I see a request on social media every week asking when the next one is. I
right.
think people are starting to take them for granted.
Right, right.
And if we don't work hard together, we're not going to have another one.
I look forward to coming back and talking about that very soon.
Anytime you want to pedal on by, Michael,
Excellent.
You are welcome to join us here on WB&Q. We got to take a time out for news, which is sponsored.